101.9 FM.
Racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 25th of July, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksen, better known as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, lots of cool stuff happening on local stages this weekend. We'll keep you informed about that. And local theater groups getting ready for their fall and winter season, looking for actors. We'll give you an audition update and lots of great music from people like Colleen Renison, Kill Matilda, Laura Croker, Madeline Reed, and all kinds of folks. So stick around. We're going to kick it off with a tune that was sent to me by my good friend Phil in Abbotsford. This is a new one from John Hyatt.
Old people are pushy. They don't have much time. They'll shove you at the coffee shop. Cut ahead in the buffet line. They'll buy two for $1.50. Then they'll argue with the checkout girl. They've lived so much behind them. They're trying to slow down this goddamn world. Oh, people are pushing. They're not mushy. People are pushing, 'cause life ain't cushy. Old people are pushing. They'll drive how they wanna drive and go as slow as they want. kiss that little grandbaby. Up and down the back and all around the front. And I don't care what you think of him. That baby's got something that they want. Oh, people are pushing. And they're not mushy. Oh, people are pushing. Sweet little old people, but they're not about to kiss your ass. Old people are pushing.
You know I got a replacement hip. I'm in full recovery now. Doctor says I'm fit as a fiddle.
When I don't know where to go, I turn to you. It's all I can do. When there's a fog in front of me, oh me, oh my. Oh, well, I open up my eyes and there you are. I didn't have to travel very far. The sun is always shining up above the clouds. With you, that's where we are. Howling and there's a storm inside my head. I reach out for you. And when it's dark inside of me, oh my. Well, I open up my eyes and there you are. I didn't have to travel very far. The sun is always shining up above the clouds. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. 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 When I don't know where to go, I turn to you. It's all I can do. When there's a fog my eyes and there you travel very far. The sun is always shining up above the clouds. With you, that's where we are. Oh, with you, that's where we are. Oh, with you, that's where we are.
But you can't, it's stuck just the way it is. You can't change anything, so don't even try. But if you still have to change the world, just relax, think hard, think about the price. You look ridiculous. Try too hard, you'll embarrass yourself, 'cause no one respects someone who really tries. Just give up now, it'll never pay to believe in things. So don't have ideals, just take the cash they throw at you and be quiet. That's how the world works. It's run by crooks, thieves, and jerks. You'll never win, so you must give in or die trying. But it's better to give in, always give in, just give up.
That's a band out of Toronto called the Heavyweights Brass Band, and what was this? Mysterioso, a little smooth lunchtime jazz there for you on CITR. We also heard from the great Chris Elkstrand and his Song for the Children from the highly optimistic Songs of the Sad Sack record. And then Scott Perry with, what was that? That was off, it was this song. It was called Above the Clouds. And we kicked off with John Hyatt and the Old People song. Dave Radio on Radio CITR with you. Hi. Where am I? There I am. Okay. we're going to take a look and see what's happening this weekend on stage, in theaters, outside, all kinds of stuff, and lots more music to come, too, after we do this.
Regenerations takes place in Vancouver from July 23rd to August 9th at the Roundhouse. This annual celebration brings together queer art from 27 nations, featuring 18 days of compelling exhibitions, transformative performances, and inspiring workshops. Experience the revolutionary power of art through cross-generational collaborations, artistic healing, and works of art from around the world. Tickets are now on sale at Little Sisters on Davie Street and online. Visit queerartsfestival.com. Regenerations. Dare to be challenged. Risk being changed.
See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorm.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Sometimes I think you're probably the finest ship ever to have sailed the Vortex.
Oh, I know, Doctor. This is the end of the world news.
So now we know.
Now we know for sure.
But why are they...
I'm waiting for you.
Indeed we are, Doctor. Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
I'm not saying this on some whim. time to think this through. And I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it quite a lot, and these three words are the best I've got. Ooh, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it way too much, and these three words are the best that I have got. I love you.
That's Madeline Reed and Best I Got. And on the weekend. Hey. Good gravy. My goodness. Turn that off. You know, I've only been here a couple of months. I'm still figuring out what all these buttons mean, but, you know, that there was no excuse for that. What was I saying? Oh, yes. In the Georgia Strait this week, there's a really nice profile of local singer Colleen Renison, who is going to be performing on Thursday night next week with Steve Dawson at the St. James Hall. And this is her with singing in front of No Sinner and a song called Running on CITR. We'll be right back.
it. She's got a couple of poems. Yeah, I like the way she talks it. She's got a Marshall cab. I like the way she rocks it. She only knows two chords, but what the it.
Vancouver Institution, the Hard Rock Miners, who perform the first Monday of every month at the Railway Club. The great Hard Rock Miners sing-along, still going strong after, what, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, 100 years? I don't know. They've been doing it for a long time anyway. Also going on this weekend, Hard Rock Miners, of course, will be back next week. Their first Monday of the month. So that's what, the 4th or something of August. But coming this weekend, all kinds of stuff going on. The Winter's Tale. This is the all-female production of the Shakespeare play by Classic Chick Productions that we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago with director Lisa Volpe. It is up and running, and it's at the PAL Performing Arts Lodge at Cole Harbour. And this is the play where every character is played by a female actor. There's, I think there's about 20 women involved in this thing. And they play the women, they play the men, they play all the characters as written. It's complete reversal of how Shakespeare wrote it, because he wrote it to be played by all men. So it's pretty cool. And it's PAL Theater, Performing Arts Lodge, Cole Harbour, next to the Bayshore Inn. The show is on at 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow night, they're starting at 7 o'clock so that they won't be interrupted by the fireworks show, and then there'll be a matinee on Sunday afternoon. Also going on this weekend at the Jericho Arts Center, continuing the Ensemble Theater Company three plays and repertory. Tonight at 8 o'clock, it's the Jacobean story, Duchess of Malfi by John Webster. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, there's two shows, The Normal Heart by Larry Kramer at 2, and Martin McDonagh's The Cripple of Inishman at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, the rotation continues with Duchess of Malfi, 2 o'clock, and Normal Heart at 8 o'clock. That's all at the Jericho Arts Center down by the beach and the youth hostel. There's a free show going on this weekend at the Van City Theater on Seymour. It's Venezuela in Motion, 2 days of new Venezuelan cinema. The tickets are free. It's non-ticketed. So just show up at the Van City Theater on Seymour Street. If you want more information, you can go to the website of viff.org. Big deal going on at the Rio this weekend. Tonight, it's Lawrence and Holloman, the local indie feature film
based on the play by Morris Panych. And that's at 7 o'clock. And that will be followed by Wolf Cop, which is a feature film out of Saskatchewan that was the winner of last year's Cineco Development Project. They got $1 million to make a feature film. And the next Cinecoop thing is just getting started. It's a project that's, I think it's financed by Cineplex. So if you're a filmmaker and you want to know more about that, go to the Rio tonight and watch Wolf Cop, and they'll give you more information about how to apply for next year's $1 million prize. There's also a midnight show at the Rio, 2001 A Space Odyssey, $6 in advance, or if you show up in costume. Now, I'm not sure what costumes you could wear. I guess, you know, one of those Mylar spacesuits or something like that, or come show up as Hal the Computer. And then that's at midnight tonight. Tomorrow at the Rio, this I just mentioned this because it's nuts. It's a documentary about Jay-Z called Made in America, and that is followed by a Beyoncé sing-along. So if you're a big Bay fan, you're going to show up to the Rio tomorrow night. At the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island, another show that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, These Three Things. It's three short comedies by Page Theater and Standing Room Only. Three short plays that all kind of follow the same themes about relationships. The official blurb is savagely funny depictions of relationships that have lasted just long enough to go sour. We've got Acrobats with Darth C. Meredith and Parker Huser, and this is about a married couple who are acrobats doing a performance in the middle of a domestic dispute. It's hilarious. Then we've got Ray Boulay and Alexandra Wilson doing Post-its. This is the show that's going to be going to Edinburgh for the Fringe Festival in the fall. And then that will be topped off with Wiser, which is written by and starring Joe Hinks. So that all goes on at the Waterfront Theater this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And there's also a matinee Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. For you fans of improv at the Little Mountain Gallery, it's Bout Time, the greatest competitive improv show ever. And that's at 8 o'clock at Little Mountain Gallery, 26th and Main. And that's followed by a panel show of 1,000 topics. Watch and laugh as your drunk and stupid host, Ryan Beal, leads three talented comedians through a riff zone inhabited by 1,000 topics. Bound to be hilarious. Lots of fun. 8 o'clock tonight, Little Mountain Gallery. And then tomorrow is also at Little Mountain, the Rap Battles West Coast Season 2, Episode 4. Some of Vancouver's best comedians battle each other in high concept, no holds barred spit fests. Can't be lost. If you're looking to have a bit of a party and also support local theater, a group is performing Shakespeare's Macbeth at the Fringe Festival, and that's a bit expensive, so they're going to have a bloody fundraiser at the Sin Bin Sunday night at 7 o'clock, Sin Bin Sports Grill, 2nd and Crow in the Olympic Village, just a couple of blocks east of Cambie Street. That features live music, stand-up comedy, burlesque, and a few sneak previews of scenes from the show, and some photo opportunities as well. And of course, the ongoing stuff, the Sunday service at the Fox Cabaret every Sunday, long-running comedy, and the cold reading series, the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. That's Monday night, casting at 7, show at 8, weekly stage readings of new works by local writers. And if you are a writer and you've got a script and you want to hear some actors read it out loud, this is a great thing for you. It's a place for actors to gather together, but it's really an event for writers. And I want to emphasize that right now just because they are a little dry in scripts right now. So they're really anxious to get some new material. So anything that's like 20 to 30 minutes long, it could be a script for a short film. It could be a couple of scenes from a feature. It could be an episode from a TV series, a sitcom, a cop show, a stage play, a radio play, whatever you've got that is written to be spoken and you want to hear it spoken, take it to the Cold Reading Series. You can get more information from them. They're on Facebook and I think it's crs.com. Anyway, Cold Reading Series, just Google that and you'll find out all about it. All right, that's enough chat out of me. Let's hear some more music. There's a big event going on at 100 Mile House this weekend. It's called Hootstock. And it goes tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And a big friend of the show, Laura Croker, is going to be playing there. And this is what her stuff sounds like.
You're the show and you're on display.
she's back in her chair. The day is done, and I just stand. Learn, no, it didn't take time.
That's Local Heroes, Komodo Wagon, and they are going to be playing at the Railway Club in a couple of weeks at the Rock and Roll Circus on the 7th of August. Well, we're wrapping up the old show here. We got time for a few more tunes. There's a new one from Weird Al Yankovic that I just have to play, so stick around for that and all kinds of other fun stuff coming up right after this.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival is back for its 26th year in theaters August 14 to 24. More than 80 films from 11 countries, including Russia, Brazil, Italy, and the Philippines, showcase themes of gender identity, forbidden love, and culture. Super Pass is available now and tickets on sale July 24. For tickets and more info, check out queerfilmfestival.ca. Support the festival. Donate $10 by texting Giver 10, spelled G-I-V-E-R 10, to 45678.
Yeah, the state of hip hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. But I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
The Westside Community Food Market is back every Thursday at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. from July 3rd to September 25th. A stretch of sidewalk at 8th and Vine will be turned into a local food market. Join us for hyper-local foods, live music, coffee, and more.
In September 2014, the United Nations will host a special session of the General Assembly. The focus will be the rights of Indigenous peoples. This will be the first time that the General Assembly will focus solely on Indigenous rights. Indigenous peoples have been working within the United Nations system, advocating for Indigenous peoples' rights for almost a century. And this conference is an opportunity to highlight and address critical issues. In June 2013, Indigenous peoples from around the globe met in Alta, Norway, to create a global platform to carry forth the special session of the General Assembly. Adopted by consensus, the Alta outcome document outlines a global platform of issues with solutions. These solutions protect our rights as Indigenous peoples to land, air, water, and our livelihoods. Our rights to exist as we have been, as we are, and as we want to be. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
Everybody shut up!
Contraction. Well, it's a contraction.
Well, it's a shortening of a word or group of words by a mission of a single letter.
Okay, now
hear some notes. Syntax, you're always banging. No X in espresso. Your participles dangle. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind that these are you. Are words not letters? Get it together. Hey, use a spell checker. You should never write words using numbers. Hey, hey, unless you're seven. Yeah, hey. Or your name is Prince. I hate these words.
Homophones is past due. Learn to diagram a sentence to. Always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this. I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence. And I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull, but what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but just now you said you literally couldn't get out of bed.
What?
That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar up your stupid head.
Starts.
Well, that is our show for today. Thanks very much for listening. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs an audience, an audition that needs actors, or a film shoot that needs background, send your information to me at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. We'll put it on for you. I don't even have to like the song. I'll play everything once. And if I like it, I'll play it again. That's my guarantee to you. Listening to Dave Radio today were Ian Freeman, Jeff Gray, Elspeth Robinson, Deb Dawson, and everyone at the Two Tarts Cafe at the Highcroft Medical Center at 16th and Granville. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time. Thanks very much for listening. Stick around. New guy coming up. Can't remember his name. I trained with him, and I can't remember his name. That's how awful I am. But he's great, and it's his first show today, so stick around. You could have some fun.
Try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
The July issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, Liveband.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records. CITR is proud to sponsor Yonatan Gat at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 31st. Best Guitarist last year by The Village Voice, Yonatan Gat will be joined by DJ Selector Dub Narcotic, Snake River of Saskatchewan, and our very own Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers. Advance tickets are only $8. That's $2 a band. For more information, go to the BiltmoreCabaret.com.
In June 2013, Indigenous peoples from around the globe met in Alta, Norway, to create a global platform to carry forth to the 2014 special session of the General Assembly, focusing on rights of Indigenous peoples. Adopted by consensus, the Alta Outcome document outlines a global platform of issues with solutions. As Indigenous peoples and First Nations, although we may live within the current laws of the land, as Native peoples, we also have our own laws, spirituality, worldview, lifestyles, and ways of knowing that form our foundation. We have the right to live according to our own principles and beliefs. This is called self-determination. We also have the right to sovereignty over our lands and territories, and over our resources such as air, ice, oceans, waters, mountains, and forests. These rights are recognized under international law. In addition, governments have a responsibility to protect, preserve, and restore our sacred sites and cultural landscapes. We will work together until these rights and responsibilities are realized and applied. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
An ocean of sound and echoes abound. It's Saturday night, so chill, and don't go out until your ears have heard a neater, deeper reverb. Bringing you the newest tracks and old favorites of shoegaze, post-rock, trip-hop, dream-pop, and everything in between with a sick echo. Enter into a deeper reverb every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on CITR.
Hi, this is Valerio from CITR Radio 101.9 from UBC. Today is a beautiful day, and I have here for you listeners a very nice interview with two Italian bloggers that they are going to talk about Italian culture, but in Vancouver, because they founded a very interesting Italian blog in Vancouver. It's called Diario da Vancouver, which means diary from Vancouver, and it tells many stories of this beautiful place, but even give a suggestion to Italians people that they would like to come to Vancouver and to migrate here to work in Vancouver, or just to know what's going on in Vancouver. Let's listen. Good morning, listeners. This is Valerio from CITR 101.9 from UBC Vancouver, from CITR Radio. Today I have the pleasure to introduce here two Italian bloggers that they arrived in Canada 3 years ago, and they opened a beautiful blog for Italian newcomers. And I am Italian, and I have this wonderful opportunity to host Diego and Ile. Now I want give you the voice and...
Okay, well, hi everyone. Hi everyone. And I'm Diego. I'm Diego, and both me and my girlfriend, we came here, as Valerio said, 3 years ago, in June 2011. It seems like yesterday, by some means. And we come from Udine, which is a small town close to Venice. If anybody knows Venice, or if anybody knows Udinese, I know Valerio is a big soccer fan.
Yes.
But he's a fan of Milan, so...
Viva Argentina, by the way, for Sunday.
For Sunday, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it will be a good match, first of all, and then see who to cheer for.
Yeah.
And here I am with my beautiful girlfriend, Ile, and together with her, we opened, as Valerio said, this blog. Say hello.
Hey, hi. Well, I'm Ile, but my real name is Ilenia, but I don't like the sound of my full name, so you can call me Ile, it's fine.
She's very self-conscious about that. Yeah.
Yeah.